UW-Madison's Odyssey Beyond Bars project has been helping incarcerated people learn English and communication skills and start earning college credits since 2019. And recently, the program grew from one state correctional facility to four. Education in prisons is a goal backed by both Governor Tony Evers and outgoing UW System President Tommy Thompson. Thompson recently said that during his time as governor, he, quote, built too many prisons. He pointed to education as a way to reduce recidivism. We're getting an update now on what's happening with the UW Odyssey Project, and you could join in at 800-642-1234. If you or someone you know was incarcerated, was some kind of education available and accessible? What did it mean during and after serving a sentence? Do you have questions about how the Odyssey program operates? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Lauren Sorovi is program manager for Odyssey Beyond Bars. Lauren, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Can you tell us a little more about how the Odyssey Beyond Bars program works and what kind of offerings are out there right now?
Absolutely. So we offer one core course, our English 100 course, which is an intro to college composition course. We offer that for students who are incarcerated. They sign up for our course usually through their education director. So every correctional institution has an educational programming and staff. So we partner with them, and our students take our classes. Right now we're on Zoom because of COVID. So our core course is English 100. We had been offering that since 2019, as you mentioned, and we're really excited this semester to be expanding across the state. And we are now in four facilities: Green Bay Correctional, which is up north, of course, in Green Bay; Racine Correctional, which is in Racine; Columbia Correctional, which is in Portage; and then Oak Hill, which is just south of Madison.
And you at Odyssey Beyond Bars, you got a grant from the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, I think $6 million. Is that part of what's allowing you to go into more facilities now?
Yeah, so we've gotten some support from the UW system. You mentioned the support that Prison Education has received from President Thompson. And so we at Odyssey Beyond Bars receive a lot of support from UW system. And so this, it's $5.6 million from the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation to support what we're already doing. So supporting Odyssey Beyond Bars' existing efforts. And then we're hopefully building out a larger infrastructure with the Prison Education Initiative, which has been spearheaded by President Thompson, and we are a part of that, and we're hoping to expand access even beyond what we're doing this semester to reach more students and broaden access for students in prison.
Now, I know there are GED type classes, there are vocational programs as well that go into prisons. This English class, for example, actually gives college credit. Is that right? Is the hope that then maybe once somebody is out of prison, that might be a start if they want to pursue more higher education?
Yeah, absolutely. So we learned that, you know, a large number of students in prison either come in with a high school credential or earn their high school credential during their time in prison. And so we wanted to offer our program as a sort of jumpstart for students who either thought, you know, maybe college wasn't for them. They never had the opportunity either prior to their incarceration or during their incarceration. And so we wanted to offer these. It is a four credit course. So three UW-Madison credits in English. The English department at UW-Madison is a great partner of ours. And so the idea is to acclimate students to the college classroom. Either maybe they had a bad experience when they were younger, or just maybe thought that college wasn't for them, it wasn't in the cards. And so we're hoping that this will launch them on a new educational journey. We are also continuing to strengthen our partnerships with our technical college colleagues around the state. So especially with this new grant from the WEDC, we are not hoping to duplicate any efforts, but really find partners that are already in this space, offering associate's degrees, for example, and finding ways that we can potentially launch students on a college career with the English 100 course, for example. And we're actually piloting a new course that was developed for us a course called Nonviolence and Social Change. So that's brand new and part of our expansion this semester. So that's really exciting. So we're hoping to get students excited about college and then either help them transition when they return to their communities to opportunities outside of prison, or connect them to opportunities to other educational programming inside prison.
We're talking with Lauren Sorovi right now, program manager for Odyssey Beyond Bars, which provides college jumpstart classes for credit. It's now available in 4 correctional facilities in the state. You can join in at 800-642-1234. If you or someone you know was incarcerated or is incarcerated, had an opportunity for education, what did that experience mean? What did it do? Do you want to see more of these kind of opportunities in our state's prisons? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. It's Central Time. I'm Rob Verrett. We're picking up our conversation with Lauren Sorovi, program manager for the Odyssey Beyond Bars project. It's been providing 4-credit college courses in Oak Hill Correctional Facility since 2019. It recently expanded to 3 more prisons in Green Bay, Portage, and Racine. You can join in at 800-642-1234 with your questions about the program, maybe your experience with education or lack of education in prisons. Join in at 800-642-1234. Let's bring on a caller now. Wayne is with us in Green Bay. Wayne, hello.
Hello, hello. I was incarcerated back from 2010 to 2012, and I did everything I was supposed to have done, and I deserved to be there. But I did an earned release program, and that was about it as far as education went. They had a couple little programs for education, and I actually was at Oak Hill for 14 months. And there's a lot of time a person spends where you just sit, and you only get to go to the library so often, and I'd get as many books as I could, but I'm a fast reader. And I already had a college degree. That didn't make me smart and keep me out of prison. But anyway, I was able to at least get books and stuff. And right now I find it awesome to hear that they actually have programs and stuff that might get the guys that are just basically stuck in there and with not much else to do except read or sit or maybe go into the yard. I think that's great that they actually have something to look forward to and work on and keeps your brain moving.
Wayne, thanks a lot for the call and for sharing your experience. Lauren, this is something that Wayne wishes he had had. Can you talk some more about the benefits for inmates who have access to programs like these?
Absolutely. So we have heard time and again from our students, we have approximately 50 alumni who've gone through our program since we launched our 4-credit courses in 2019. We have approximately 46 students currently enrolled in our program this semester, earning UW-Madison credits. And what we hear over and over again is that education in prison is really a game changer for them. We had a student recently, Robert, who just left prison after 38 years. And so for him, he said when he came out after taking our class last semester, in 2 weeks, he felt like he was already a productive citizen in his community. He told us he was paying his taxes, rent, bills, adding to the economy, and he was also able to use his experiences to help other returning citizens. So what the caller shared is something that we hear from our alumni frequently. So.
Thanks a lot again for sharing that story at 800-642-1234. Brian joins us now in Kenosha. Brian, hi.
Hello.
What did you want to tell us about, Brian?
I think I may have just heard what I just said, and that is I have an individual that is incarcerated right now. It took advantage of the schooling, but being on the outside and learning of what the people on the inside are dealing with and those who have exited without an education. It's a tighter in a rut. So we're doing society a big favor by educating them and giving them the opportunity in any means to be more functional in society when they get out.
Brian, thanks a lot for the call. Lauren, you were touching on the benefits when people leave prison, when your students leave prison. Can you talk about what we know about what this means for things like recidivism in particular, where people can make that successful reentry that Brian was talking about?
Yeah, absolutely. So the thing that we tell ourselves over and over again, the thing that we talk about with our students, is the fact that Odyssey Beyond Bars and higher education in prison generally helps build and rebuild communities. And so we see that access to education helps students connect to their families, which is so important when we talk about folks returning to their communities and returning to becoming productive citizens again. And we also know that it helps them feel like they are a part of the wider society. And so, of course, when someone who has an experience, has incarceral experience and returns to their communities, that something that's going to help them feel connected to the wider world is going to anchor them there and make sure that they don't return to prison, which of course is the objective.
Thanks again for that call. What are your hopes, Lauren, for the next year or so with the Odyssey Beyond Bars program?
So one of our main goals is, of course, expanding access. So reaching more students, introducing more students to the opportunities that college can bring them. But we're also really focusing on deepening and expanding our partnerships. So we really can't do the work that we do without our partnership and collaboration with the Department of Corrections. They let us work with these students, right? So continuing to build partnerships with folks in the DOC, especially the education staff, and also building partnerships with folks that are already doing this space. I mentioned our tech college partners. Marquette University is also launching some courses at Racine. So really connecting with folks across the state that are doing this work alongside us and figuring out ways that we can collaborate as well.
Lauren, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Lauren Sorovi is the program manager for the UW Odyssey Beyond Bars program. She talked with us today about the program expanding its college courses from one correctional facility in the state now to four.